Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Mind Body Stuff. I'm Kaylee.
I'm Bernice.
We're back.
We're back in the saddle.
We took a little hiatus.
Why did we take a hiatus?
Well, I actually think we took hiatuses for different reasons.
Oh.
Why did you feel the need to take a hiatus?
I took a hiatus because I felt like no one was really listening.
I know. We looked at the stats of like how many listeners we have. And we're like, Well.
I'm like, neato. All my jokes are just going out into the universe.
Oh, poor you.
Unanswered.
Poor you.
Poor baby. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I don't know if, you know, it's just not beneficial or something
right,
like that.
Right.
So that was my thing.
You didn't think you were making the impact that you were hoping to.
Yeah. Maybe in a different way would be better, that this wasn't the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Totally.
And how about you?
Well, I think it kind of hit at the holidays and life got really crazy and travel and all of that. But also, and I mentioned this in some of the later podcasts, I just felt like I was just sitting down to this microphone with like a lot of questions and a lot of just like, I don't know where I'm at on this. I don't know what I think about this. I don't know how I feel about this. And I was just kind of bringing a bunch of like, I don't know, nothing inspiring or nothing like, okay, here's what I've been thinking about. Yeah, and it didn't have to be profound, but I felt like I was just getting super whiny. Okay. And then I'm like, get away from the microphone. Like, you have nothing that anyone, like, no one wants to just sit around and hear about your problems. Like, this should be a way that we can, like, hopefully either inspire or connect or give a different way to think about what people are going through. And I don't know. I just felt like I was not at a place, I guess, to be talking into a microphone.
Yeah. Well, I just heard one of Mike's podcasts that he listens to, my husband listens to, and it's like, I forget the guy's name, Jeff Rogan. Anyway, it's one of the most popular podcasts in the United States right now. So he was playing it as he was like doing the dishes or something.
Yeah.
So I could hear it. And I'm like, who are these people? Because they're basically like giving the wrong opinions. Like they were talking about the coronavirus and they're like, I think it's from, and they were saying something totally not right. Like it was from a rat. And I'm like, so I'm commenting in the background. I'm like, it's from a bat, not a rat. And then, but they're laughing and then the two men are just talking and I'm like, they're not right. This is not right information.
Oh, funny.
And, my husband's like, no, B, they're entertaining.
Yeah.
Like this is totally entertaining.
Yeah.
And it reminded me, I'm like, oh, well, that's what we do. And my husband's like, exactly. That is what you and Kaylee do. And he said, what's amazing about your podcast and this podcast that he listens to is like, there's no pauses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's not people going like, I don't know. What do you think, John?
That's a really good point because we just talk whether we're right, whether we have the answers, whether or not we've even thought about it for very long.
Maybe even haven't thought about it. And I know. Realize this guy who does this huge podcast is they have not thought about it. I could tell. Like, I'm like, what are they talking about now? And they went from like the coronavirus to something else that was completely wrong again. And, but they weren't trying to say they were right.
Right.
It was just about listening to them talk.
Yeah. No, and that's a really good point. That's a good way for you to explain that to me because I'm like, I don't want these thoughts like out
held
as like of, as like my truth.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I
don't never even thought about this before.
You're exactly right. And
I've literally never thought about this before.
He's huge. He runs like the world wrestling thing. And
why does Mike listen to that?
But he's also an entertainer. He's a comedian. Oh. He does a bunch of stuff. It's like he's very well known.
Okay, guys,
I'm sure most of you might know him. And
but is his name Seth instead of Jeff?
Maybe it's Seth Rogen.
He's that comedian?
No, I don't remember.
Oh shit!
Oh,
we are bad at this. We are bad at this. We forgot. We forgot. Oh my gosh, we're such amateurs.
Welcome to our podcast.
Maybe this is also why
we
stopped. I'm like,
what about the phone and the doorbell?
We suck at this.
But anyway.
I tell ya.
He doesn't obviously care. I mean, this is someone that is well known as probably people are going to comment and send him tons of emails and text messages or whatever about how wrong he
was. A bat. It was a bat, not a rat.
He was like dumbass. Shouting. I'm like, bat, bat. And Mike's like, nobody cares right now. This is funny.
Yeah.
But it's like, he doesn't care if it's recorded. Like, this is.
He doesn't care.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, we can do our stuff.
I think it's really like a vulnerable thing too, because if you're like writing, you get to really like think it out and you get to make edits and then you get to hit like enter or send or whatever. And then you're like, those are my thoughts.
Yes.
And you can also choose who you want to get in an intimate relation or like intimate relationship. Don't you should be able to choose that as well, but an intimate conversation with.
Yes.
And because we're such good friends and I trust that you're not going to judge me for the things that I say that may not be that great.
Yeah.
You know, then I feel like I am just talking to you and then I'll wake up in the middle of the night and be like, I can't believe I said that to whoever is listening.
Right. And all the people are listening.
Because then I'm like, uh-oh.
The eight people.
All eight of you. All eight of you heard me say something that I actually don't even think I agree with. Oops.
Oops. Sorry.
Sorry to talk about my sex life again, too.
Are you choosing your intimate partners? Like you said earlier, I hope you are.
I hope you are. I hope you're choosing well. Two people.
That's two people, three people, four people, whatever you want.
Oh.
Open season.
Or animals.
Or we've had that discussion as well here in the office.
On this podcast?
Not on the podcast.
Have we talked about bestiality?
No, we have not.
But
not
in the yet. Office, we surely but in have. In the office,
we've explored it. They're like, no. Not a goat. I'm like, of course a goat.
I think I thought it went the other way around.
That the goat did you? Yeah. I mean, they can.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get a goat to do a woman. I don't know. Anyway, that's a very, I'm sure people are like, well, let's not listen anymore. Why don't you listen? Why aren't you listening?
Ladies shouldn't talk about sex. Ladies shouldn't be vulgar.
No. Ladies shouldn't talk about goats and sex.
No.
Heaven forbid.
Ladies shouldn't thrust their hips to my, oh my.
They shouldn't grab their crotches.
No, no, no.
Only gentlemen can grab
crotches. How dare you wear sparkly tights and a shiny costume in front of the whole world?
What about my children?
What about your children?
They saw you in that outfit.
Oh my gosh. Are they going to go have underage sex and get pregnant now because they saw a beautiful, powerful woman owning her space and her body and putting on a performance?
Putting on a performance, by the way. She's called a show.
It's a show.
Yeah, she's not alone in her room.
Who cares if she is?
And even if she was alone in her room, I don't care. Yeah, exactly.
Some people like that on YouTube. Can't you subscribe to that stuff on YouTube?
I'm sure you can.
Well, I think
YouTube has some stuff blocked.
Yeah, but YouTube, you can even pay to watch people eat. There's some weird thing where you can pay to watch people eat
have,
meals.
A fixation.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
that.
Yeah. They do. Mm-hmm. They do.
So,
but anyways,
it's not just goats, folks. Enjoy.
We actually were going to come back to this podcast talking about like what you do when you feel just like stunted or mentally, spiritually, emotionally blocked, or just in the out of the flow of your life. Mm-hmm. But then all this stuff with the Super Bowl came up.
Oh my goodness.
And of course, you know us, we got all fired up around here about that.
I'm like, have you seen the Super Bowl post?
I've had to be very mature about what I've written and commented on.
You are very good. I posted a very long commentary from another person.
Oh, you but you haven't done it in the Ula sphere.
No, I didn't.
You stayed away.
I did on my private
I was like, that was
page.
Smart of you.
I'm like, see me on my private page. I've got some things to say.
I just find it fascinating still. I find it still so fascinating that this is such a big deal.
I do too. I was kind of shocked by it.
I was totally like, so I mean, in all honesty, I was in my living room with my girls and my husband. I always leave him out. He's a very big part of my life. I just never talk about him. I'm sorry. We love Rob. But we were watching it and I had no idea it was going to become controversial. Like, that was the last thing in my mind that it would have become an issue.
I didn't even think about it. I was dancing around and I was on top of a wooden pole.
She was pole dancing with J-Lo, you guys. But you know what? There was someone who was at that party and they decided to come to Ula the next day because of her pole dancing.
Because of me pole dancing. And I was having, it was totally inspiring to me. Like,
right.
I felt like everyone should get up and dance.
Oh, totally.
Like, I'm like, hey,
I was so proud of those women.
Oh,
They rocked it.
And how about all the comments of like, well, Shakira's 43 and J-Lo's 50. Now, do we ever say that? Like last year, were we like, how old's Adam Levine?
Right?
Like, I think
it's how many kids does he have?
Interesting that we went right to like how old they, but they kept coming up. Their age kept coming up.
But I will say, I think that their age, okay. And this is maybe where we get to have some interesting discussion between us, but I liked that their age came up because I was like, fuck yeah, ladies, you work so hard. Somebody made a comment about like, well, there've been lots of comments. And so, but I was seeing something where they're like, yes, but I was reading about how much J-Lo, like how she diets and how her diet is super strict. And she's talked about it to get that body. I'm like, yeah, I imagine she would. Definitely. Her body is her tool. Like, she is an athlete. She is a performer. Is anybody judging Tom Brady and his crazy ass strict diet? No, because he's an athlete. Mm-hmm. And we know that in order to maintain that level of performance at that age in life, you probably do really, really, really have to focus on what you're eating mm-hmm. and your exercise regimen. And I don't think it's just so she looks good. It's because she has to pull off major physical feats. Oh my gosh, so why can't we talk about her diet? Why can't we talk about her body? That is her, that's her tool. It's like, are you not going to tune up your guitar before you go and play?
Right, exactly. Well, and you brought up the great conundrum or the great dichotomy is that nobody questions Tom Brady.
Right, and he won't even eat he won't even eat a tomato.
Oh, he won't
because of inflammation. No, he and Giselle are on this crazy, crazy, crazy diet. They don't, there's like, stop it. There's like all of these things that they won't eat because they're like inflammatory or whatever. Yeah, but he's an athlete.
Yeah.
His body has to feel good.
Yeah. His job depends on it.
His performance depends on it. So does J-Lo's.
So does J-Lo's. Yeah. And nobody,
she's an athlete.
That's what upsets me, is that nobody brings that up about the gentleman.
I know.
But everybody brings it up about the ladies.
Even ladies bring it up about the ladies. And
everybody brings it up about the ladies, but nobody brings it up about the men.
Right.
That just kind of makes me so like...
And I guess I also find it like, okay, no, we don't all have to hold ourselves to the standard of J-Lo and Shakira. Can't we just also understand that there's exceptional human beings out there and it doesn't have to make us feel bad about ourselves?
No, and that happens in male-dominated sports all the time. It's like, we'll watch a great basketball player like LeBron James, who's like in his late 30s now, and everyone's like, whoa, he's getting pretty old. But they realize he is exceptional.
He's exceptional.
He's an exceptional athlete. And every once in a while, an exceptional athlete comes around, and we're all like, wow, exceptional athlete. That's awesome.
Yeah.
To watch that person perform at the top of their game.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing with J-Lo too. Yeah. I feel like it's amazing. It's awesome to watch someone at her age at the top of her game.
Mm-hmm.
Like
she's at the, and Shakira.
And then to bring up she's not anorexic, by the way.
You know, God, like if we're
going to talk about restrictive dieting or anything, she totally looks like a totally healthy.
When she was on that pole, did you see her jacked arms?
And did you see how strong her legs are?
I'm like, this woman is not starving herself. This woman is.
You can't have arms like that.
No, if you're not feeding yourself enough nutrients.
You're not going to be able to climb up that pole.
I
can't climb up that pole.
So I just think this whole thing is so fascinating. People are still so, so uncomfortable with women owning their body, their power, their talents, their choices, like
and accepting differences. You know, I saw someone post something about Billie Eilish.
Oh, right.
Versus mm-hmm. J-Lo.
Yeah, I saw all that too. And I'm like,
they're different.
They're different.
These are different performers. They have a different way of presenting themselves.
Absolutely.
Which is totally fine because we want diversity.
That is such a good point. I'm so glad you bring that up. Billie, like, she, I feel like, yes, her goal or her intention or her purpose as an artist and musician is different than J-Lo's.
Yes.
So let it be different.
Let it be different. That's what we like. We
just
want.
Just let it be different.
It's kind of like that, the podcast we did a long time ago about everybody had to look like, can you imagine having your dog?
Oh, if we all tried to be like a poodle.
Every dog you had to look like a poodle.
Yeah.
I'd be every like, dog.
My golden retriever will never, ever be that tall.
We would have to like give him a perm.
We'd have to perm him.
We'd have to perm his hair.
We'd have to chisel off some of his big, huge, blocky head. Some
surgery to fix that.
Fix the bone structure.
We don't ask dogs to be all poodles.
Right.
And nor should we ask every human to be either like LeBron James or like Jennifer Lopez.
But sometimes I wonder, how much do you think of this? Okay, so now we have to ask the question, where's this coming from and why?
Good question.
So where is,
where's this pushback coming from?
Yes, where's it coming from? Is it coming from our own insecurities? So we see someone who is either our age or older than us and looks a way, I don't want to say the word better, but I mean, come on, let me say, like, they look better.
They look good.
They look really, really good.
Very, very good.
So is that tapping into somewhere where she's making me feel less than? Like, am I feeling insecure about myself? Is that where it's coming from? Is that I actually feel like she is, what's it called? Not a foil, but a reflection for my, what is that called? When you have someone who it serves as like a, maybe like a foil?
A
I don't
foil.
Know.
I think it might be foil.
It shows.
I love that word. I haven't thought about it in a long time.
Oh, yeah. I remember it from English class in college studying Shakespeare. Because Shakespeare uses a lot of foils. He always has foils. Yeah.
Something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, is seeing those women, does that make a lot of us feel bad about ourselves? So then we have to criticize it?
Well, and there was a lot of criticism about their scantily clad outfits.
Okay.
And a lot of criticism about their sexuality.
But what about the sexuality?
They didn't like that it was so overt.
But that is just moving our body. Like, okay, so why, what is the difference between, like, what, I wish someone could clarify this for me then. Because it's like, what's the difference between sexuality and, like, moving our bodies, the body parts that are most activated during sex. Like, what about that has to equal sex? What about moving your hips has to equal that sex?
That's exactly, and then they go directly to sex.
Yes. So what about moving your hips or shaking? Like, I think we do that a lot in Ula, and it's really not about sex for me.
No.
I'm not thinking about sex when I do it. I'm not trying to act like I'm having sex. I'm not trying to move so anyone wants to have sex with me.
I don't even move like that when I have sex.
I don't move like that when I have sex either. I'm like, can you be on top?
That was the biggest.
I'm tired.
I wish people had clarified that for me as a young person. You know what I mean? Like, that I thought that that's what it was like, you know, that I should move like that and then magical.
Oh, that you have to look like that? Yeah.
But you know what? That's not how it works all the time.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you got to work a little harder. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like, and I'll move my hip to the right.
Right.
And I'll move my hip to the left. And then I'll shake them. 1, 2, 3. I'm like, nothing really. No. I'm sorry. I went off topic there.
No.
But
no
I'm
following.
Just, but I totally understand what you're asking. And even if it is about sex, why can't a woman go up and dance like that?
Well, exactly.
If she wants to dance like that. And then a lot of comments were about, I don't want my children to see that.
And I saw somebody's comment and they were like, if seeing that at the halftime Super Bowl is going to make your kids go out and like get, you know, have sex with strangers and get pregnant and whatever, I'm like, then you are probably not doing a very good job parenting.
Well, and yeah, exactly.
It's like that shouldn't have that massive of an effect on our children. Like,
no, and
to be like, oh my God,
my poor children, because they've been watching me do that for years.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and they're not. I don't feel.
Yeah, oh, that's
them.
A very good
they've
point.
Been watching
B,
me dance
maybe
like
we all
that.
Need to just have fun and shake our hips and dance around and be playful in our bodies and enjoy how it feels to move and have our kids learn that does not equal sex.
No, it means like, oh, mom's having fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Here goes mom again, having fun again.
Totally.
I wish you wouldn't do that at the basketball game.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, mommy's going to do it because the song came on and I like the
and
song.
And I like to dance.
And I like to dance. It feels good in my body. And, you know, watching my 7th grader, he didn't even notice me dancing.
Totally.
I mean, I do it all the time, but that's how our whole, both
so
of
parents,
our families
dance
are.
Dance around your houses.
Our families are the same, where I'm
no,
like,
they don't even,
here
I was actually trying to do a really sexy dance in the bathroom yesterday, and my husband did not even look at me. I'm like, do you know how many people would love it if I dance like this for them? And he just laughed at me.
I know. I know. I was like using the wooden support in the downstairs, you know, like dancing with J-Lo and everything. And I look around like, yeah. And no one except the woman that came to Ula.
Nobody cares.
Thank you for coming to Ula, by the way. But everyone else was just like,
they don't even notice.
There she goes again.
Whatever. I know.
But it's not a big deal. It's not like, I don't know why it's such a big,
Well, unfortunately, I think it goes back to Puritans. We blame everything on the poor Puritans.
Poor Puritans.
But I do feel like there was just so much more acceptance and freedom of the body before the Puritans got a hold of it and made us all feel like a woman's body was so shameful.
Yes. And
sinful. Yeah. And like, I just don't understand how that happened.
It seems like such a, but it seems so controlling, doesn't it?
Oh, it is. Like, it's all so about control. Like, it's all about control.
Shut them up.
Yeah.
You know, let's not give them any power here.
Yeah.
You're having a hard time. We've got to get some control, you know. And yeah. Then they're just like, these are the things that aren't allowed.
Yeah.
Touching.
And then the crazy thing is then there's very severe consequences that come along with disobeying that. Because they're not just like, well, you probably shouldn't do that. It's like, you will go to hell. You will burn in eternal hell.
Maybe ostracized from your community back in those days too. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You may
imagine.
You could be, yeah, you could get into some serious trouble. So it's like, I don't know. I'm just, it's so sad to me to see this.
It is. I you know, for me, I feel like, didn't we already do this like in the 60s?
Right.
I mean, I felt like there was some sort of cultural awakening or an awakening of accepting our bodies and our sexuality and the way we move and and then accepting women as powerful beings.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like that came up in the 60s and 70s, and it probably came up earlier too, like the suffragette movements, of course, way back as we go back.
Suffragette.
The suffragette.
Is that that's how it's called? Suffragette.
Like suffragettes. Yeah, they were the suffragettes. They
wanted the suffragettes.
Women to vote. The right to vote in the early 1900s.
Right. I just didn't know the suffragettes.
The suffragettes. Yeah. And then but now I felt like I'm sort of naive because like you, I saw the show and I was like, wow, celebrating these women's bodies and their strength and their...
And the cultural story that they're I mean, there were so many political messages, big stories that I just thought was so brilliant.
So brilliant of them.
And then we get stuck up all that powerful message, and this is what we're going to talk about. Are you kidding me?
Oh my goodness! Like the other
day, obnoxious.
Someone said, "Well, J-Lo grabbed her crotch."
Who the fuck cares?
And I'm like, gentlemen, male performers have been grabbing their crotches for
men grab their crotch all day long. Do you just watch a man all day long? He's going to grab his crotch several times.
Someone told me that was a message. There's a message in why she chose to do it then.
I think so too, because she, even if you go on her Instagram, she has a video of just her sliding in with her hand, like grab. So she's sending a message.
Yeah.
You know what I also feel is very interesting too? Mm. Sorry if I'm changing the subject, but I think it kind of ties into what you're talking about is like, okay, I think that there was like, okay, yes, women, powerful.
Yes.
But then it was like women were trying to emulate the way that men are powerful. And it was like, well, I'll be powerful and I'll be in my business suit and I'm going to become CEO and I'm going to be powerful in these like very masculine ways. But I still think people are uncomfortable with women in a powerful feminine way.
And it was still maybe a patriarchal society.
Absolutely.
We still are.
But I think women are trying to figure out how to be powerful in a man's world, and they feel like they have to match energetically the way that men are powerful.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think we're still trying to figure out as a culture how for women to be powerful without it feeling masculine.
And that might be why to us, some of us, why it's offensive.
Right.
Because that's not what a powerful woman would do.
A powerful woman doesn't need to show her body.
No, she doesn't need to show or grab her crotch or gyrate.
Right.
Right? It's like, that's like, you're demeaning us.
Right.
We work so hard to get to these powerful spots.
Yes.
And it's like, but right, because we're dealing in a patriarchal society,
right.
You know, can we just start accepting that we are women?
Yes.
We have hips.
Yes.
We have butts.
Women's bodies are beautiful, the way.
They're beautiful. And when you turn music on, like we do when we're doing Ula Empowerment Weekends, guess what? Your body just moves naturally mm-hmm. to some of those rhythms.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Of its own accord.
Totally.
You don't even have to think about it. It's just, it's
your body just knows how to move to certain music yeah. because there's frequencies, there's places that it's that is activated it's inside
kind
our bodies. Yeah,
exactly. It's kind of elevating that part of the body.
You can feel it. Like, you can feel it.
And it's so interesting in this case where it's so offensive to watch a woman move her body.
Isn't that so funny?
I hope my children don't see her move her body like that. I'm like, why
What will they think? What if my son gets turned on? Or what if my son expects all women to look like her? He won't.
He won't.
She's an exceptional human being, and that's okay. It doesn't need to be threatening to anyone. Nobody needs to compare themselves to J-Lo. Guess what? We're never going to be J-Lo. We're never going to be Shakira.
We're not J-Lo.
But we can look at them and be like, in awe of their talent. Yes, their bodies too. That's hard work.
And you can be inspired.
You can be inspired.
You can be like, wow.
Yes.
I want to dance around a pole like that.
Go sign up for pole dancing classes.
That's awesome. There's like a whole, you know, or maybe you're just like, yeah, I want to move my hips again.
Totally.
Just like we've talked about here before, we'll do the Empowerment Weekends. And I'm telling you, people, everyone has forgotten how to move their hips. Now tell me why. Why do you think they've forgotten how to move their hips? Because of just this pushback.
Mm-hmm.
Because just when everyone start moving your hips, and maybe you're in 10th grade and someone's like, whoa, what you doing there?
Mm-hmm.
Moving your, hello. It's like, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my hips do.
Yeah. And it's not for anyone else.
My hips don't lie.
This is what. And my hips don't lie.
Shakira.
But this is where I keep coming back to this. It doesn't. Okay. I still don't understand why moving your hips then has to equate to sex.
Good point. Yes.
Like, it's a jump. It's a jump. You don't have to move your hips and have it equal sex.
Yes.
You know?
Right. But somehow we have that association in our head.
Well, of course, because yes, that is the place of the sexual organs, movement in that area. I get it. But also, it's like, I don't know. It just doesn't work in my brain. It doesn't work in my brain that you see someone dancing like that and then it's like too sexual.
And what about culturally?
Sexual. Why is it? It's beautiful. It's incredible. It's powerful. It's like, it makes sense to me that that is the way that they would dance to the sound of the music that they're singing.
That's the music. That's what it's making you do.
And it's like, watch all the Latin style dances. It's tons of hip movement. How would you not move your hips to that?
I just saw a video of an older couple doing like the rumba or something and the samba. Yeah. And they're like probably in their 70s. They're right. All moving their hips.
Right.
Because that's what the dance is. That's what the song is about.
Yeah. It's very interesting to me.
But I was wondering culturally, and we can't really answer this question, but in terms of these are powerful Latina women. And do you think in their particular cultures, they were like, oh my gosh, these women are moving their hips like that?
I don't think so.
But don't you find that interesting?
Yes, because we're Puritans.
And we're all like, oh my goodness, her hip. I feel like it's almost like, remember when they talked about Elvis Presley?
Oh, yeah.
And he came out, I love the mother hound dog. And he was, you know how he was moving his hips?
Yeah.
And there was all these comments about, he's moving his hips.
Yeah.
And then it became acceptable. It was kind of this, he got a lot of pushback initially.
Right.
But I find it so interesting that it sounds like, my goodness.
I wonder if Shakira and J-Lo are surprised by the reaction or if they did it knowing that they are trying to push the needle.
Oh, that's
because
a very
I think we all,
question.
Like, I just applaud these powerful, successful women who are like, you know what? Yeah, we're going to push the needle because somebody has to do it. We have to do this, you know? And I think as you're trying to create a movement or when you're trying to make change, you've got to expect pushback. And even
so
you feel
confident.
It.
Oh, so confident.
Yeah. You have to be confident. You have to believe in why you're doing it too.
Yes.
So when all this negative feedback comes back, then you can stand, then you know, and you're prepared and you say, yeah, but I have a deep belief that this needs to happen. People need to see this. The only way for things to change is for us to have more exposure to it, for it to be more commonplace, for us to normalize this.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to be part of that cause.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it in Ula too, you know?
Oh yeah. And change, of course, is usually painful.
Oh, God, it hurts.
You know, in the beginning.
Totally
like,
hurts.
I always forget that. Like, couldn't it just be like, and then now we're all enlightened?
No.
And we all accept males and females and all different types of genders. Everybody's accepted.
Right.
All cultures are accepted. But there's this tremendous amount of turmoil right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a tremendous amount of discomfort.
Well, you can feel
difference.
Yeah. Things are changing, and it is. We're in this mm-hmm. painful, but I think we should all be really inspired, too.
Mm, good point.
That, like, if things were still status quo, it wouldn't feel so disruptive, so, like, aggravating to some people, because it would just be like, well, it's just the way it's always been. No, things are changing.
Things are changing.
And so people are getting very uncomfortable, and that's normal. Like, I think that's normal. So we should have compassion for the people who are all worked up
that's
with this.
That's a very good point,
because
too.
It's like they, you know, and they've probably been taught, like, that was inappropriate, and that is not how we should dance, and that is, you know, I don't know.
Woman, I saw one woman post about the crotch grabbing. She's like, I've been telling my 11-year-old girl, you know, to close her legs.
Oh.
And now I have to explain this to her and why J-Lo's grabbing her crotch. And she said, but she went on to say, that's what I was taught. Close your legs.
Right. So much of, I feel like so much of the reason we do the things we do is just because that's the reason we've always been, mm-hmm. we've always done that. Or the, because that's what's been taught to us. Like, I have this perfect example that I always tell at, like retreats and workshops, where there's this woman and she would cut the bottom of her roast off before she put it in the pan, and then she'd put it in the oven and cook it. She always did that. And then finally, I was like, I don't know, her daughter was like, hey, mom, why do you always cut the bottom of the roast off before you put it in the pan?
Because remember, the daughter was doing it too.
Well, hold on. And so she's like, actually, I don't know. My mom was always, that's just the way my mom always did it. She's like, I'll ask my mom. So she calls her mom and she was like, hey, mom, why do you always cut the bottom of the roast off before you put it in the pan? Because I do it too. And, you know, my daughter just asked me why I do this. And I didn't really know. It's just the way that you always did it. And the mom started laughing and said, because it didn't fit in the pan. And how much of life is like that? It's just like, we just accept it as this is the way you do it without even questioning it, without even wondering, without even asking either our mothers or ourselves or our daughters. Mm-hmm. Like, start asking the questions. What does this mean to you? Why do you feel offended by a woman who's grabbing her crotch? Why is that offensive? What is that triggering inside of you?
What does it mean to you?
What does it mean to you?
Yeah.
Why don't you want your daughter to see that? Why does that make you uncomfortable if your son watches women with, you know, maybe not a lot of clothing on? But I would like to say it's more than a swimming suit. You know,
yeah.
They had more clothes on than a swimming suit. So obviously that shouldn't be the issue, because we can all go to the beach.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, okay, so it's not maybe the clothes, because we go to the pool and women are in swimming suits. Okay, so is it the moves? Okay, so what about the moves kind of triggered me? Or what about the moves? Is it the combination? Why? What does that mean? What am I afraid of?
Right.
What am I afraid of? Because the root cause is probably going to go to, what am I afraid of?
Yes, that's a very, very good point.
What am I afraid of?
Yes. And I love how you started this particular section with if they knew this was going to be a bit of a firestorm.
Right.
You know, and if they did it anyway, which I'm sure they would have anyway.
Right.
But I just admire people who are willing to say, this is going to be hurtful, because you know, everyone has feelings. J-Lo has feelings. Shakira has feelings. Everybody has feelings.
Yes.
And when people post about something that you did, no matter how big a star you are, it still hurts.
Totally.
And so you got to be prepared.
Yes.
When you put yourself out there, that bad people are going to say bad stuff about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find it fascinating that they have the power and the wherewithal and the courage to say, I'm doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you were saying, I believe in it.
Yes.
I believe that this is what we need to do.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the message I want to portray.
I'm watching Outlander right now, and there's this – for those of you who haven't seen it, there's this part where someone gets burned at the stake for being a witch, which she's not. But, of course, this was very common. Any woman who had some sort of power, they were afraid of. And she was – they were both going to get burned at the stake, and they had to figure out blah, blah, blah. Anyways, doesn't matter. But she was like, tell me you have a cause. If I'm going to die for both of us, tell me you have a cause. Tell me this isn't for nothing. And it's kind of like, yeah, I applaud the women who are like, yeah, I'll burn at the stake for mm-hmm. this because I believe in it. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to burn for you too, because you believe in this and you have a cause.
And I want to change. And I want to be a part of
I want to be a part of the change. Yeah. And I want to be a part of the change.
And I think that happens for us in ULA sometimes.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Like you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
You know, we take risks sometimes.
Absolutely.
And we get pushback.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's important for us to be true to our stories.
Mm-hmm. And the stories that may not even be ours, but the stories that we know need to be told.
Yes.
You know, like with Toy, how many times are we going to talk about the stupid boy thing? Well, we're going to talk about it because it's still a big issue.
Yes.
And I still believe, I still wholeheartedly believe that that's an important song.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not about, we're not singing about our husbands that we love and who take care of us or our sons.
Or our fathers.
We're singing about that stupid boy who mistreated or told some woman how unworthy she was to the point that she believed it. Mm-hmm. And we're saying, you're so stupid to mm-hmm. him.
Yes.
You know, like it doesn't have to be our story, but it has to be a story that we believe in. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of times with ULA that we've really had to stand up for our choices.
Yes, right. And it's like anything. Sometimes you feel like, is it worth it to stand up?
Wouldn't it be so much easier if we just didn't make any waves?
Like, couldn't we just be like, you're just going to do a bunch of arm pumps here.
Let's just pump our arms. Pump never our hips.
Never. Heaven forbid, never. And let's not touch each other.
It'll all be.
Can we not touch each other?
It'll all be Michael Bublé songs. Yeah. Nothing offensive to anyone.
I love
Michael Yeah, but think Bublé. About how many, like, let's just put that in bigger terms. Think about how many people want to just live status quo. I don't want to make any waves. I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want to upset anyone. I don't want to be weird. You know, it's like, think about how many people walk around their lives like that. And then they don't even know what they want. They don't even know what they need. They don't even know what lights them up or sparks their fire, because they just are going about everything normal. Like, it's just whatever.
They're just doing the status quo.
I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want anyone to look at me weird. I don't want to be seen as different. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, that's not how we make change. We make change by saying, you know what? I believe in something enough that I'm willing to offend people. I'm willing to have to defend myself. I'm willing to have the discussions.
Mm-hmm. To open up the forum and to like defend why we chose to do this, why I chose to do that.
The funny thing about it is too, that I think for us, and I think probably for J-Lo and Shakira, they're doing it for the same exact women who are pointing at them and saying, shame on you.
Yes.
It's like, you know what? We're almost doing it more for those women than for the women who are like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm empowered. You know, we're doing it for the women who are saying, that's shameful.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Totally. Because it's like, I want this for all of us.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I want this for all of us.
And, you know, I was teaching a class the other day and I had a new person in the back and I could tell she was like, you could tell she was enjoying the feeling of it, but was like, felt like she'd stepped into a weird world. You know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What are wrong with these humans? They're celebrating and I appreciate that, but it's odd. Like, it's not what my world is like. And she was probably like a 42-year-old woman,
uh-huh.
You know, where I feel like, I don't want to make judgment, but I feel like as we get older, we get so much more in the ruts sometimes.
Right.
Like, it's just like, da, 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 da,
right.
Da. And right. So there, it's like, I can dance around race friends in 6th and 7th grade, and the girls are kind of like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And they're like, I love you. Like,
yeah.
Thank you for dancing.
Yeah.
But then you start to see it change as they get older, where it's like, oh, careful.
You're right.
You know, and so right. I saw this woman in the back and I was like, oh, she really wants to celebrate.
Yeah.
She wants to celebrate her body and her emotions and her strong feelings, whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
But she hasn't done it in so long.
Mm-hmm.
It feels so foreign to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I went back and danced with her for a little bit because mm-hmm. I just felt like my heart broke for her. Because part of me is like, I know that feeling where, you know, you don't get to celebrate you. Mm-hmm. And I really feel ULA is about that. It's about celebrating you.
Right.
Where you're at.
Right.
It's about celebrating your emotions all the emotions, but I really like the word celebrate, because whether it's sadness mm-hmm. or anger or happiness, you're like diving into it and you're like shaking it up and celebrating it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm really going to like get sad right now. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm all like, ugh.
Right.
And I just appreciate that we're willing to kind of go out on the fringe a little bit and push it.
Right.
Because I can tell the people are very uncomfortable with that.
Right.
Like, whoa.
Right. Well, going back to Outlander, because as you guys know, I always kind of relate whatever I'm watching on TV to like how it, you know, how it actually even fits into Ulan. I was like, I was kind of laughing the other day because we had this class and it was like a really, I don't know, everyone was just kind of mellow and quiet and not making noise. And we had some new people in class too. And I was just like thinking there was this, it was a really hard spot. It was in Bulletproof and nobody was making any noise, but I was teaching it. I'm like, into the mic. And I'm like, what a weird thing, but not a weird thing because I've been watching Outlander and it's like the most horrible, difficult things are happening. I mean, wonderful too, like childbirth or like getting like flogged, like these very, very intense physical, human probably. Things. Of course, there's like tons of noise, sound of like the woman in labor, she was making a ton of noise, you know, like when they're having a sword fight, they're like making a ton of noise. And I was looking at this room of all women doing something really hard. Like I could tell people were digging deep and pushing themselves and keeping their elbows up and going for it. And nobody was grunting and nobody was moaning and no one was screaming. And I just thought, why does everybody feel the need to be quiet? Because it's a human instinct to make a sound effect when something is hard or difficult or painful. Mm-hmm. So why is nobody doing this?
Well, it's weird though. In school, like Ray was just telling me the other day, like they were doing something and then they looked over at him and his friends during the class and it was like, no noise. Mm. You know, they're taught from a very young age
right.
in our society yeah. in particular is like you sit in your desk.
Mm-hmm.
And you're quiet and you raise your hand and then you're called on. If you're called right. on, you can talk.
Right.
Which I appreciate that there are rules.
Right.
You know, that they make sure, sense.
Of course, it makes sense.
But I also think that gets us in trouble a little bit because it's not modeled for us.
Yes.
These sort of opportunities to make right. noise. Like, obviously, you're going to have to make noise sometimes.
Yes.
Like, don't you love, like, I was also thinking about tennis, how tennis is progressed. Totally,
every time.
Like, in the beginning, years ago, people didn't make, they were
make
just
a noise.
If you watch the old tournaments, they're just like, pah,
yeah.
Pah, pah. And then one of the Williams sisters.
They make a lot of noise.
She's like, hah!
Totally.
Hah! And I yeah. remember watching her play the first time, I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. she's making noise.
Totally.
But you know what?
That's she exactly what I'm talking about with Ula. It's like,
the ball so hard.
It actually can make you push yourself
like
harder.
I felt like she was making it harder because yes. of the noise she was making.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, people. And you can get more out of this.
Make noise in tennis.
Well, and more people should make noise in Ula.
They should.
It feels better. It makes it easier. It actually makes it easier. And you can see that in the tennis people.
Our poor little.
They're all just stuck in there. They're just stuck in
and
there.
And they're like, I'll be burned at the stake.
I'll be burned at the stake.
It's almost like a weird it's yeah. almost like a generational knowledge. Yeah. Like, careful.
Careful.
Do you remember how Rebecca was burned at the stake?
Oh, yeah.
It's 1645.
If you're considered a powerful woman, you better watch your back because they're gonna call you a witch and they're going to kill you.
Right. And it did happen. And
totally
it happened through the centuries.
Totally.
And so we're all like...
Totally. I know they were showing this woman doing this like full moon ceremony. And of course, everyone called her a witch and she burned at the stake. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like, okay, so we've got to remove nature, our connection with nature. We've got to remove all of that because that comes between us and God.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I believe that God is everywhere. God is everything.
Nature? God is nature.
God is nature.
Right.
You know, it's like, but it's like,
no,
no, because you have to access it through the priest.
That's right.
Because mm-hmm. he is the connection.
Right.
I don't know. You guys can crucify me. No, not crucify. You can burn me for this.
She'll be burned at the stake.
But I just, you know, it's just like so much of our subconscious is created because of this fear that is it's just in us now.
It's kind of freaking me out.
It's just like inside of us, this fear.
Like it's so much deeper than just our generation.
Oh my God. Yeah. Of course.
Like, oh no.
These women had to be careful.
So of course
we're going to feel this need to be careful.
It's watching Shakira and J-Lo like it was back in 1650.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And we're like, oh.
Yep. Get the torches out.
They killed. And if my daughter or son sees that.
Or if my husband sees that, he's going to want to have sex with her, not me.
Right. And maybe they'll both be burned at the stake. No, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like there's some sort of weird.
Yeah. It's like where. So okay, scary. Where does it come from? And usually it comes from fear. Because I think the root of everything is either love or fear. Mm-hmm. I really don't think there's any other option. It's love or it's fear.
Well, and it's like that for animals. Like even if you think of animals in general. Like, you know.
Oh, totally.
One, you have fear. That saves your life, by the way.
Yeah.
Two, you have love. That means procreation.
Well, not for animals.
Well, not for. But I don't know. I'm just going to say. Maybe it means that.
You and
know.
Your goat. You and Billy.
I think Billy loves
Billy
me.
Go Grub.
He comes in the
Billy
yard.
Billy Go Grub likes it rough.
He comes in the yard every night around 7 p.m.
He comes around at midnight every night.
I love you, Billy, if you're listening.
Oh, my God. So funny.
Well.
But, I mean, I think that, I think that there's – I think we just all need to question our fear around what – like, why?
What
and if it – like, I – and, you know, I did see this long post from someone, and she – after, like, 100 comments, she's like, you know what? I think it really tapped into my self-esteem issues, actually.
Oh, interesting.
You know, and I thought, how brave of you to say that. Yeah. You've got, like – poor body issues. And so then you were like, well, it tapped into something inside of you. Yes. So then you're feeling a lacking or you're feeling like it's tapping into your not enoughness in some way, you know, like, right. So maybe it's that, maybe that's something. And then again, you can practice self-love. You can practice unconditional self-love and acceptance of yourself, you know? Okay. So let's take it down a different road. Maybe you felt like it was bad. Like, okay. So what about it felt bad to you? Where can we track that down to some way that you can feel love around it? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it would be interesting to get in this conversation with somebody who had a different opinion than us.
And
so
our children, you know, the fear for our children that because it was so bad, it's going to infiltrate them.
Right. But it's like, well, haven't you built your child a stronger foundation than that?
Yeah, right.
Like, that like watching a 5-minute like show during a football game.
Definitely looks like a show, by the way.
Oh, it was totally a performance. I mean, it was a performance.
It's not like, is that a show? It looked like a huge performance, lights, people, everything. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, and like, I mean, just when you're putting on a performance, everything has to be dramatized. Everything has to be over the top. Think about stage makeup. That's a great example. You have to wear enough makeup that people can see your facial expressions from the back row.
Yes.
You know, so everything when you're putting on a performance has to be over the top.
Over the top.
Or it's going to fall flat.
Right. Or it's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that?
Yeah. It was like it's a costume.
It's a costume, right?
It's a performance. She's a performer.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like people were giving it way more importance.
Yeah, I was shocked.
I mean, I was very surprised.
I was like, what's happening? Like, at first I, you know, woke up in the morning and then started looking at the, you know, everyone's posts. And I'm like, uh-oh, I didn't even think it would go there.
I had no idea.
You know?
I had no idea.
But it's good to know.
It is. It's good to know. And I think we haven't even touched on a bunch of like the political statements or the cultural things that were like, we didn't even talk about that in this discussion because that wasn't the purpose of us sitting down to talk about this right now. But there are so many other things that I think are 1,000 times more important than like what I feel like everybody's talking about.
Yes.
You know?
I totally agree.
We're humans. Most of us have sex if we're adults.
Well, and we have to. That's how
we have to.
Race,
that's how our species
we're continuing.
Continues.
Our species is continuing.
It's a very normal thing to have sex, to be sexual, to have sexual body parts. Like these things are normal. Let's just not make them be what everything revolves around.
Right.
Good God.
Good goodness gracious! And then will it be the fall of humankind?
What?
I think that's what it feels like when they're like, I couldn't have my children watch it.
Oh, I had
because
to
because it will lead.
I had to turn it off.
The fall of, you know, all our rules.
Oh yeah, and just like, oh my gosh, if we do this song in Ula, well, then it's going to lead to all these terrible things.
Rampant
sex.
Rampant sexuality.
What if I dance to My Oh My? Oh my God, am I going to slip up and have sex with that stranger?
I hope not.
No, because hopefully you have a much stronger foundation. So yes. 1 3-minute song can't disrupt your entire life.
You're just playing, too. It's a play.
Like, it's fun. It's play. Fun. It's a play.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be. It can be just playful.
Just playful. It doesn't have mean. It doesn't have to be like the end all and be all of your life. Yes. My, oh, my. Give me a hello.
I think about this a lot, too, because I grew up as a dancer. And I really do believe that there were a lot of things. I think that sometimes when you can dance to some of these like maybe hypersexualized songs and stories, it actually can keep you out of trouble because yes. When everything is forbidden, then it's almost like the forbidden fruit. You know, I know a lot of very, very conservative people who actually ended up like, you know, getting pregnant when they should, you know, whatever. But I think that almost by giving it a little bit of space and a little bit of in a safe space to feel that and to move it through your body, it almost like takes the pressure out a little bit.
I totally agree.
So you're kind of like, oh, I just feel like I like totally got a little bit of that, you know, the sexiness or whatever that it's not all bottled up and building up inside. Yes. I actually think that dancing to songs like My Oh My can help us remove a little bit of the pressure. And so it's not like, oh my God, I need to go have sex right now. It's like, no, I activated that part of my body. I'm a human being. My hips got a little space to move. I brought energy and blood flow into my body. Mm-hmm. And now it's not like desperate for it.
No, and I played that part almost. Like,
yeah, I got to be that.
I got to be that for 3 minutes in a safe space right. with people I trust and love dancing with. So I'm like, I don't feel like I have to go out into the street and like, as I said in one podcast.
Hop in that man's van.
I'm all, hello, do I know you? No, I don't. I feel like, oh, pressure's relieved.
Yeah.
Deep breath, because we're celebrating all the aspects of our humanness.
Of our humanness. Yes. Exactly. So
celebrate them. It's your human. They're gifts.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
Absolutely. It's yeah. Hopefully this is a little interesting for somebody out there. I don't know. Anybody? Yeah. I would love to hear, especially from the people who don't agree with us. I know you're out there. I know you're listening. Right, I know that this probably pissed you off, but now tell me why. I'm so curious.
Yes. Yes. Please.
We
appreciate you listening and we've missed you.
We have missed you.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.
We'll be back. We'll be back.